certain deal coming up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Only you and your men can handle. So just what? It's about a train. $1 million in cold cash. Come to think of it, that chicken does look pretty good. Set him up, Rigo. Tell West to stop poking his gun through those doors. Makes me nervous.
Okay, boys, come on in.
Send the drinks into the back room. Bring another pot of chicken. After 2 years in the state prison, I'd join any outfit to get out. Even the Yankee cavalry. Especially when I met a chance to tie the score with Sundance.
Was it a fair fight?
As fair as you could get with Sundance. Strictly a percentage player. This time it was his Winchester against my six gun.
What became that pal of yours, Buff Smith?
Pals once, but no more. Buff got religion, I reckon. Wanted to stand with a ranger, so we split up.
If you ain't a ranger, what'd you do with that Delco loot?
It's in a safe spot, Sam. I'll take you to it someday. All I want is my cut of it.
That's an easy promise, Johnny. Money talks.
Well, here's some with a few words to say. 2,000 I held out for expenses on this money train job. Give me a head with Sam.
It puts you in. Now, tell us about that treasure train.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
Now, I want to go to Capri as she sings the song, One Night with the King.
Thank you.
We're all gathered here, getting ready for some Christmas cheer. With you and Mom and Dad, and Grandma is coming too. And I am looking forward to mistletoe and kissing you. All the love and joy it brings, having Christmas here with you. It's cold outside, but I feel warmer than a summer night. 'Cause deep in my heart I know love and joy I see, having Christmas here with you.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
There's my Uncle Bill, my sister Jill, and my cousin Seal.
Yeah. Wanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. They're good for the soul, but someone tell me, I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. So the only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one.
Once again, and the lady responsible for this Christmas magic, Charity McQueen!
Should be the same, singing it over and over
Thank you. we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, a merry little Christmas now.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to
the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Happy Christmas, happy Christmas.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.